This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
it's
are.
Mike
no, Schultz I'm not. Yes,
and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Just to clarify, while you're in hell, grab me a juice box from hell. I'd like that. I'd like you to bring me a juice box from hell.
Juice box from hell.
Well, write it down. I could end up using it. Fantasy team name season.
Album name, maybe. I don't know.
Juice boxes from hell.
Juice box from hell.
I don't know. Is that of any interest to our guest, Greg Wyshynski, who hosts a food-related podcast? It may be my favorite podcast name of all podcasts in the world, Mise en Pod. I should have asked you to say it, Greg. I mean, it's yours.
Isn't that brilliant? So we do it every month about different food TV shows. And then when Top Chef starts, my God, it's like every week, because Top Chef is my favorite show of all time. And it's like sports. So, yeah, it's great. But if you want to listen to it, it's on the Puck Soup Patreon, the hockey podcast I used to host until Mickey Mouse said I couldn't host it anymore.
Right. This is also one of my favorite shows. And they're in Wisconsin, Bulldog, this season. Top Chef Wisconsin, which may not right away, I don't know your reaction, may not right away be like, ugh.
I just cheese. Everything's going to have cheese in it or on it or around it.
Beer,
cheese adjacent.
Yes.
Recipes.
Well, that's one of the bummers of the season so far is they did a cheese challenge already. And you're thinking to yourself, oh my God, the amount of different ways you could present cheese on a cooking competition show. And as you could probably attest if you've seen the episode, like 75% of the people made croquettes.
That's right.
No queso dipping sauce, no quesadillas hardly, croquettes.
Very safe. Well, Greg, you've been good enough to join us so many times. There have been plenty of those times in recent Sabres history where I'd be fine just spending the whole time on Top Chef. I mean, that'd be cool. Not today, though. Lindy Ruff is really back. You follow the whole league closely, of course, but I don't want to say it wrong, especially the Devils. I don't know. There's like the Devils have or a special, I don't know, category or something for you. Would love to hear you on what you think the Sabres did here with that perspective you bring from having closely followed his time with the Devils.
You're dancing around the fact that I'm a Devils fan.
I didn't want to say it.
24. We know it's okay to say it. Everybody's okay. Back when I started this nonsense back in 2008, you couldn't say you were a fan. Now, like, you know, Stephen A. shows up in, like, you know, jerseys on the air and stuff. It's all right. We can all say we're fans now.
Fine.
So here's my take on it. Because two things. Obviously, when you have to spend as much time and energy as Kevin Adams had to spend dismissing the idea that this is either a nostalgia hire or a hockey nepotism hire because he coached under Ruff for 2 years, that's never a great launching point. Like, you want to launch with this feeling of positive momentum and fresh new start and the whole thing. And so all of a sudden you're spending as much energy explaining the nuances of the hire as you are extolling the virtues of the guy you hired. The second thing is, and I say this as somebody who saw a lot of Devils hockey with Ruff as the head coach, I think that he did a very good job with some of the young players in this roster. Jack Hughes is on the record as saying that Lindy made him a better player and made him a better defensive player and a better all-around player. And I think that you can't ignore when one of the best players on the planet says that this guy did good by me, that, you know, having him there for the younger players can only be a good thing. Problem being is that I thought the previous guy was supposed to be there for the younger players. I thought the next guy was supposed to be the guy who elevates the team to, like, playoff contention. And if we're talking about that, Lindy Ruff did it 1 year. He did it with Andrew Brunette on his bench, who's now the head coach in Nashville. The Devils improved by, like, 40-some-odd points. And then the minute Brunette left, they descended in the standings by the same number of points. So, again, there's a lot to say about Lindy going to Buffalo. On the whole, I like him. He's a good guy. I'm not entirely convinced that he's the guy I would have hired here.
You know, this is going to be a hard thought for me to get out. I said it once earlier today, and I think it made sense. I haven't gotten any feedback that indicates that it didn't. And it's a little tangled, but I feel like the point about the hire being nostalgic, and, you know, the Sabres certainly can use all the help they can get selling tickets, Greg. Like, no one is unaware of that. I feel like them going ahead and doing it anyway and knowing that they were going to have to fend that off, and like you're saying, it's not optimal to have to lead with, hey, we didn't do this just because he has a house here and, you know, was beloved when he got fired in 2013.
Yeah.
But to me, it indicates maybe a belief in him being the right guy for this, because it would have been maybe easier to take someone else and not have to deal with that. If they hired Craig Berube in his Stanley Cup ring, I think fans are excited by that. That's credibility. That's a tough guy that's going to hold players accountable and all the stuff that Adam said last week when he fired Don Granato. But it wouldn't have come with this, you know, this boxcar of nostalgia that doesn't look great on them. I think them doing it despite that is maybe a positive sign. How'd I do?
I kind of understand what you're saying, is that, like, they took the road less traveled by hiring somebody that they knew was going to be fraught with a lot of questions about why he's being hired.
Yeah.
Including one you didn't ask, which is Terry Pegula hiring the last guy that was able to get this team to the playoffs?
Right. Did he just tell Kevin Adams, look, do whatever process you want to do, but that's the guy I want you to hire, that guy?
Yeah. Give me that 2010 feeling again, right? Like, it could be as easy as that. I do agree with you that, like, you know, there was a lot of that they knew was going to be waylaid at them with this hire, and maybe they deserve some kudos for believing in what they believe and going ahead with it anyway. But I also think at the end of the day, like you said, there's going to be a good percentage of the fans that are just happy to see this guy back. Like, you know, as much as there are people that are going to be skeptical about why it happened and skeptical as to whether or not this guy's the right man for the job, there are definitely going to be fans that are thinking, you know, conference final year one, Stanley Cup final year two, you know, back in the day, that are like, hey, I'm happy to see this guy behind the bench again.
Right, 898.99 with Greg Wyshynski here from ESPN. I'm a little bit one of those people. I've found my feelings about this kind of interesting, because I am somebody who wants to almost out of hand, Greg, eliminate any candidate for any opening that has any connection to Buffalo. Because, right, like, just can we not? We don't have a championship over here, okay? So can we not? But I respect Ruff. I think the logic here, his strengths, maybe, what Jersey was last year at least, fitting in with this roster, I feel like, you know, could be fine. I also don't know, frankly, and this is going to sound bad, how important it is who my which of these coaches I go with. Like, it's just so hard for me to understand that in a league where they're, you know, hired and fired so fast and move around all the time, and you've got this list of guys who've coached, you know, many playoff games kind of sitting off to the side. I don't want to ask Greg Wyshynski if this is an important move, because, of course, it has to be called an important move. I just kind of want to hear you talk about, maybe, Greg, what rides on this? You know, how much is this choice going to affect what happens to this team in the next couple of years?
So, the short form, do I think coaches have an impact in the NHL?
Yes, right? You do.
I do. I definitely do. I think a really good coach can make for a really good hockey team. I think there are certain guys, but I think the two things that you have to bring up when it comes to that are the fit, and then another thing I'll mention in a second. The fit is important. Peter Laviolette goes from coaching a non-starter Capitals team to the New York Rangers, and then they win the President's Trophy, and it's not a coincidence. Like, it was all there for him. He just had to unlock a lot of it, figure out where the pieces fit in the lineup, and then go from there. And then, you know, the special teams get even better than they were, and along away they go. Like, John Cooper made the Lightning great. You know, Paul Maurice was the right guy for the job in Florida. Like, the list goes on and on, where if it's the right fit between coach and team, the coach can definitely have an influence and an impact. But the other thing about it, and this is important for Lindy, if you are in the class of, like, who cares about coaches, is that the New Jersey Devils also dropped 40-plus points in the standings because their goaltending went from 10th in the league to 31st. I mean, like, and again, you know, for the coaching skeptics in hockey, it's go and look whoever wins the Jack Adams each year. I guarantee you their goalie is probably in the top five in the league for the save percentage.
I remember.
Right? So a lot of that rests on that.
Right. Yeah, around the time Lindy won the Jack Adams Award here, probably not that particular year, but I'm like, it's the PDO champ. It's the PDO award. Whoever's got the best shooting percentage and save percentage did the best coaching job, which
I
guess.
But not only that, but like he's in that job for how many years? What was it, 15 seasons?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Look what he has for 15 seasons. Dominic Hasek and Ryan Miller. My God. That's gonna keep you in a job for a good portion of your career if you have Dominic Hasek and Ryan Miller in order as your goalies.
Seems right. Do they have a goalie now? He was asked about goaltending jokingly by our Paul Hamilton today. He's like, UPL. We've talked about this before, but he had a good season, Greg. I mean, how predictive is that going to be for him going forward? Or what would you say?
I thought his season was solid. I like, and I've always liked him a little bit as a goalie, but you know. I don't know if they have a goalie now. I don't know if the tandem they'll roll with next season is good enough. I think Devin Levi's got all the talent in the world, and he might be the guy at some point. He clearly was, I mean, for lack of a better comparison, he got a little Zach Wilson this year, being thrown into the fray.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he'll be traded to Denver anytime soon, but that's the comparison. So I don't know what they have right now, and that's not a really great place to be with a Lindy Ruff team, if we're being honest, because he does like to play up tempo, and sometimes when you play up tempo, then you need someone to take care of the back end for you. But the potential is there for it to be better than it was this year. We'll leave it at that.
You are a Jets fan. See, that I would have had no hesitation in pointing out, because it's a different sport.
Because you don't cover football
for a
living.
Yeah. I've learned. Today I got
right.
it. But
how about the roster, Greg? Like, I've said a few times here, I think with a different coach this year even, I mean, they had a talented team here. I think they still do have a talent. There's a lot of talent on this team. And the goaltending definitely stabilized. They could have had a year here. I mean, they got saves. And to miss out again and not even be that close. I'm watching Washington just, what in the world? They're terrible, and they're in the playoffs. How talented a group is this? Like, should they go into next year, assuming they get Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen signed to a contract extension? He might have them over a barrel right now in that regard. Luukkonen might, but is this a playoff looking roster? Like the top end of it?
Yeah, I think it is. And Washington's an interesting example because that's a team that went in a different direction for their head coach and hired a younger guy, Spencer Carberry, who, you know, was really important for them getting their younger players going this season on that roster along with the veteran core, but also a team that made the playoffs solely because they had a hot goalie in Charlie Lindgren. So it's like both sides of the coin we've been talking about here.
Yeah.
But the way I've always seen it with Buffalo is this. Like, Buffalo is in that schmoz of teams in the Atlantic Division with the Red Wings and Ottawa and maybe soon Montreal. And when you take apart these teams and really look at what they are, I wouldn't trade Buffalo's roster for any of them. I think Buffalo's got the most high-end elite talent on this roster. They've got two defensemen that you can build around. They've got a bunch of good young players on this team and only getting better. I think Buffalo is, and it's the reason why people picked them to make the playoffs this year. Like, they're primed to do it. They just have to kind of get their act in order, find a little bit of better defensive structure, which, by the way, I think they had a little bit better of it in the final months of Donny Granato's tenure there. And then most importantly, find some dependable goaltending, either internally or externally. And there's no reason why this team can't be a wild card team next year based on everything else that we've seen in the Eastern Conference.
Greg, I just want to tell you, your coverage of the NHL is a great tribute to ESPN. We've always talked about ESPN's sort of interest in the NHL when it was there and then it wasn't. And, here we are, the playoffs are happening. It's been a couple years now. And I think the coverage is really good. I'm a huge Emily Kaplan fan, by the way, too. She asks such good questions, like these concise, no wasted movement. So I just wanted to tell you that. For all the times you've been on our show, I'm not sure I've ever said this. But
I appreciate that. Emily and I came to ESPN at the same time. We had a podcast together for a couple of years. And I think we both came to the job with the same task, which was, let's stop writing so many stories that just quote the GM. And try to approach this thing in a more fun, different, personality-driven way. And I think, I'm proud of the work that both of us did before we got the rights and kind of laying the groundwork for the type of coverage that we wanted to see. And it resonated. And now that, we've got the rights, she's obviously doing amazing work on television. I've gotten more opportunities to do stuff digitally and with the right and stuff. And it's been really cool to see the trail we blazed a little bit in the tone of coverage kind of resonating in different parts of how we cover stuff. So that's really kind of you to say.
Playoffs underway here. And I echo what Mike said, Greg. Been a big fan for years. And we, of course, are grateful for all the many hours you've put in with us over the years on our show here. Playoffs. The big news today, I guess, is the Demko injury. Like, that could be really bad for Vancouver. There's not – what is it, Casey DeSmith back there?
Yeah. Yeah, which is funny because the last time we saw Casey DeSmith in the playoffs, it was that crazy Pittsburgh Rangers game one in 2022 where remember that he got hurt in double overtime?
Right, and Domingue went in, broccoli, pork and broccoli, right?
The pork and broccoli guy, right. That's the last time Casey DeSmith was in the playoffs. Demko is – see, the thing about Vancouver that I've been saying for months – is that one of the reasons why they won that division is because they were blessed until Demko got hurt in March with incredible good health. Pettersson healthy, Besser healthy for the first time in his career, Quinn Hughes healthy, JT Miller healthy, Demko healthy for most of the season, long enough for them to establish a lead in that division. Then he gets hurt in March, and now he gets hurt again. And so that Vancouver team, to me, does not have the depth, whether it's positionally or in goal, to sustain themselves through injuries. And you're right, this Demko thing is a serious changer. I mean, I picked Nashville to win regardless. I thought they could maybe steal a game in Vancouver, take it back to Nashville and really do some damage there just because of how hot they were down the stretch. But, winning this series with Casey DeSmith in goal is a very daunting task for this Vancouver team that's been so reliant. I mean, they went from 26th in the league defensively to I think in the top eight maybe this year, and a lot of that is based on Rick Tocchet, their coach, but a lot of that is mostly based on how well Demko played.
It'd be a pretty big thud if Vancouver were to go out in the first round to Nashville after the year they had, but certainly possible. Anything is in the NHL playoffs. Greg Wyshynski of ESPN, thank you, Greg.
Yep, anytime.
We will look for your calls after the update. Lindy Ruff is back. I wasn't sure until the press conference. I wanted to make – I needed more proof after yesterday. Okay. This is – Bulldog is probably right. reporting
thank you.
Lindy Ruff returning to the Sabres. But the press conference, I think, clinches it. Are you on board? Lines are open. We are happy to take calls and talk NFL draft as well. It's one of those really cool weeks where we've got the draft already is such a big topic, and then the Sabres doing this just adds to the excitement here. Lines are open, 803-0550. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
I was questioning myself, you know, why would I do this? Then I came to a point, why wouldn't I? Because I'm a risk taker. And I think if there's no risk, there's no reward.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Lindy Ruff, hired by the Sabres 11 years and 2 months, give or take a day, from when they fired him in February of 2013. I mean, what? They had gone a year and a year plus. It was a shortened season, 12-13, started late. A year plus without being in the playoffs. Like, he had to go.
That's right. We can't stand for this.
He had to go. A year.
It's over.
The start of a second season, a losing start.
Yep.
Probably more it was they haven't won a round in 5+ years than
right
the other.
Right. Those last 2 years, they won the team in 9-10 was a very good team in the standings. They almost maybe were white a wire for first place. But they went out in 6 games against Boston, and then the next year they squeezed in and went out in 7 games to Philly and not been back since. So, yeah, it had been a while.
Yeah, the 10 team was a little bit smoke and mirrors, right? It was Miller's good save percentage year, his best year.
Yeah,
they went out to Miro Chetan and the Bruins in 10. Let's go to – that happened, right? He scored like a double overtime goal in that series, didn't he?
I'm trying to black that out.
Is that one of the weirdest things that's happened?
That sounds right. I forget that he was on that team, but I think that sounds right.
Let's go to Matt next. Hi, Matt.
Yeah, hey, Chubb Bulldog, big fan down here in southwestern PA. Just looking to see what your thoughts were about the upcoming season with Lindy being the coach. Is it a playoff or bust scenario, and how long of a leash do you think he has with the team this year?
Well, I mean, I think it playoffs or bust. Yes. I mean, that was supposed to be this year. It didn't work and the coach got fired. Now, if they don't make the playoffs in 24-25, Do I think Lindy Ruff is one and done and gets fired? Probably not. Almost definitely not. Depending if there's some insane extenuate, like if they're just colossally horrible or something, which I don't see. Playoffs is that's why they're doing this. And I know it's just words, but the accountability and the tougher taskmaster coach that the players are all clamoring for after the season, and Kevin Adams is talking about it being necessary, that's the there should be the some ramp-up time for systems and whatever, but they should be making the playoffs. That should be what the goal is. If we want to shoot higher than that, great, but we haven't done it in 13 years, so I'll start there. Playoffs.
I do not expect to doubt their chances of making it very much, which is really – I'm saying that slowly because I got to make sure I believe it. I mean, I think they are just like in a great position to do that. It's not even that far away. It wasn't even that far away this year, and we were miserable. Like, the power play was so bad. The goaltending doesn't have to be as good, but kind of maybe should be, right? He's young. So they're going to not overhaul, but change out, which I thought they were going to do last year and didn't. So I don't want to assume this, I guess, but contracts dictate some of it. Three or four spots on top, a couple of defensemen, and it's just a green light special after that. I don't know. I don't want to – I'm deciding as I'm talking. I don't want to assume that, like, everybody bounces back, right? I mean, you with Thompson and Cousins, you had, like, they had shooting years and set us all up for – now it's just nowhere to go but up. I don't think it has to be nowhere to go but up. But I feel like I'm just going to be very optimistic for them. I'm buying tickets again. Like, that's it's been sort of the low point was when Eichel wasn't working out. And it just felt like everybody was so angry. And that I sort of lost it from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching these teams since somewhat from a distance, emotionally, and this has me. I am super excited for this. Part of it is nostalgia. Part of it is I believe in it. You know, hockey wise, the roster conversation we always have and just had again with Greg Wyshynski. What's he saying? He doesn't care who wins unless it's the Devils. But he doesn't really care if the Sabres win or not. He's looking at like they should be better. I wouldn't trade their roster for any of these other teams in their midst in their division. And I agree with that. We already did agree with that, right? We already did think that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, part of this question is like, how will it end? And I'm not ready to. I haven't thought about that yet.
Yeah, but I do think as it might sound crazy to some people. I think there's a lot of reason not just. They could have hired five other guys other than Lindy Ruff that met Kevin Adams' criteria, and I would feel the same way. Yeah. I think this roster – now, what happens to it? Like, the guys that to me are locked in that are like examples of down – you know, bad years after great years, like, I'm not moving on those guys. I like or love the top end of this roster right now. The rest of it, like, I don't know. Like, Skinner maybe will be an interesting conversation and will bear watching. Like, do they have something in mind there? Is he ill-suited to accomplish what Kevin Adams and Lindy Ruff want to do? Is he possibly the guy that needs to be held accountable that never is by, you know, according to the choir now after Adams brought it up after the season ended? Like, guy after guy said the same thing. Like, I don't know. We'll see. He seems like plenty popular with his teammates from like appearances from the outside, but I don't know. But he's just one guy. Krebs is a restricted free agent. And third line center is maybe a real swing spot on this team. Like, what do they want out of that guy? And is Peyton Krebs the guy to deliver it,
mm-hmm.
right? Or do I need a 28-year-old, more grizzled, sort of two-way guy to hold that spot down? And you got the whole fourth line to deal with, too. That's free agents, again, just like last year. One of the names is different because Oposo's already been moved out, but Robinson's a free agent. Gergensen's a free agent. Jost is a free agent. running that back again after it blew up in their faces last year seems like a horrible idea. So we'll see. I mean, Gergensen's at the trade deadline. Kevin Adams talked about, like, they were going to build a statue for him. So I don't know. Maybe he's back, and I can live with that if you make enough other moves around that. But there's, you know, as much as I feel really good about what I think their top six, Paterka, Tage, Thompson, and Tuck, Benson, Cousins, Quinn, like that, I would lock that in. I mean, Lindy Ruff's going to do what he wants with the roster and the line combinations. Beyond that, Greenway's under contract, and then you've got Skinner, Krebs, and the rest of it. Like, they might have room for five new guys.
It feels like, to me, Gergensen's and Lindy overlap, but they don't. Gergensen's is a rookie the year after he was fired.
Just misses him.
Yeah. It's coming up on 700 games, Bulldog. Don't be so disparaging about a statue.
That
can be a statue, 700 games for one
Lindy's
team.
Lindy's at the draft when he's drafted, though.
Yeah, that's going to be right. And Grigorenko.
Right.
And Grigorenko played right away on that last Lindy team, and Gergensen's waited a year. I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's right. Or maybe he came in after Lindy got fired even. But, yeah, he got here after. And, yeah, Grigorenko was wedged in because they couldn't find a guy.
Right. He needed to play.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Matt. Let's go to Josh next. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thank you, Josh.
Hi. So I've been hearing like there's some positives and negatives on some of the callers. But I'm young. I'm 26. Mm-hmm. And when Lindy was coached last time, hearing him coming back on, the feeling that I got as like it brought me back to when I was like 8 years old, and like hearing my parents screaming because they're in the playoffs and they're facing the Hurricanes, and it's just the memories just seeing him say on the podium was just like, it just brings me back. And I know a lot of people were worried that if they were going to make the decision based on the fans, but like, honestly, it's to see those seats get filled up again, and if he can do it, and the amount of feeling that those players can get just by the noise that arena can make, and if he can just be a little bit of a part of that, I think we'll be good. I think everything's gonna be okay.
Josh, you are I think you are the perfect age for this take, because I've had it. This goes back to when I was like second act collecting cards and meeting people who had these card collections. And the one year where they were like the most into it was when they were 8 years old. There's something about being 8 years old. This was my experience in my life where you sort of wake up to sports. And if you love it, like we love it, it made indelible mark on you. And that's 2006, right? That's 18 years ago for you. So you would have been eight. And that exactly sort of seems perfect for me, because that team, which was, I mean, that's my favorite Sabres team, and I'm twice your age. So especially if you're like a kid right there, you're always going to have, you know, fond memories of all those guys. That's, to me, it makes sense.
I remember making Stanley Cup trophies out of plastic to bring to school to show like who could make the best Stanley Cup at, like in elementary school. Like it was like that's what I got from hearing the news that he's here. And soon as I saw them let him go from New Jersey, I told my wife, I was like, if they can, that would be just amazing.
They have to do it.
It's just a glimmer of hope, a glimmer of just like I know we shouldn't live in the past, but like just the feeling that came over me was just amazing. And like it kind of being a Bills fan, being a Sabres fan, just like that feeling you get.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I love it. You can't. I think there's nothing like it.
Thank you, Josh.
You've added a lot to today's show, Josh. Really good job. Yeah.
He's young to be married, though.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Good luck
you
with that.
You didn't want to say
it. I hope that works out okay.
26.
Yeah. I got a very similarly themed text from my 22-year-old hockey-crazed fanatic of a son today. Same kind of – and he doesn't really remember 06. He was four. So it's not so much that the – you know, he was aware of the division-winning team in 2010 – and 11, I remember having, a Facebook memory popped up the other day, just recently, playoff time, the Vanek hat. Remember the Vanek hat? We had this Thomas Vanek autographed hat, and they had that stretch run in 11 to get in, and the hat had become, it wasn't as heralded as the lucky pants from 5 years
Not
earlier.
Not as heralded.
But it was the lucky hat we got, and we couldn't find it the one day, and then I found it and took a picture of him, and okay, it's this lucky hat, we're ready for the playoffs. He's super fired up about this and emotional about it.
That's cool. I'm starting to think I could fit into the lucky pants again. Maybe it's time to bring those back.
You're right.
My daughter has not been alive for a Sabres playoff game. Right now at this moment, she's running high school track. So, it's been a little bit. It's been a little bit.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Josh. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. We'll look for more of your calls. The draft, too. Thursday night. Come on. 803-0550. This is WGR. Welcome back. The NFL draft gets going Thursday night. Exciting week always. Then there's also Friday and Saturday. A lot of big stuff coming. And the Sabres hired Lindy Ruff back to be their head coach, which is kind of incredible. He is fifth all-time in wins as a coach in the NHL. A good run here. He'll get to 1,000 games, right? Is 1,000 wins or 1,000 games? It's got to be wins.
He's got
800 some wins?
Yeah, he's got 571 wins with the Sabres.
Okay,
I think. Yeah, so.
A really good run then. A really good run.
Yeah.
3 years.
All right. Yeah.
Here is Pat with us next. Hi, Pat.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, listen, I'm just in regards to the Lindy Ruff hire. I mean, I was a season ticket holder for about 20 years during his era, and I just wish they would have came up with somebody different with a set of fresh eyes and new ideas and new concepts. I mean, I love Lindy. I think he's a great guy. I think he's got a heart of a lion. I'm just, I would have just hoped for somebody new, somebody that, could take us to the next level. And I just don't think it's him. I believe he's more of like a, and you might not like to hear this, but a Sean McDermott type of coach. They can only get us so far. Just my opinion, but, I wish they would have went in a different direction with that.
Okay. We'll see what happens.
If Lindy hits the ground running like McDermott did, they're winning the division.
Would the Sabres not take Sean McDermott's career
right.
from Lindy Ruff, even if it were over?
Yeah.
I think that might be, yes, they would. Let's go to Jane next. Hi, Jane.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I just want to say I'm glad that Lindy Ruff is back. I think with him being old school, could teach these guys, a younger team, a new school. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. But they're, like I said, they're a young team. They need to be taught that hockey can be fun, but do your job at the same time. And I think Lindy Ruff can do this. I really do. I've been a fan since 1972, guys, and I love the Sabres, and I always will be, and I think Lindy Ruff can do it.
All right. Thank you, Jane.
Hear her, Jane. I hope you're right.
I am likewise very excited about this, but this is what you do when you hire a coach. For some reason, there are a lot of weird traditions in hockey, one being the coach gets a jersey with his name and the number. The number is almost always the year,
mm-hmm.
the last two digits. And so there's a picture, it's on his article, he just tweeted it. There's a picture of Ruff holding, with Terry Pegula and Kevin Adams and others,
a Dylan Cousins jersey.
A 24 Ruff jersey, which really...
It's a little jarring.
It's a little not good, is what it is. A little. I just why we have to have that? I don't know. Is the picture of any less importance or usefulness if he's not holding a jersey? What really, you know, you don't need that, but this is what you do. And he wore 22.
Yeah,
for the Sabres, not 24.
That's the tough part for me.
Should they have done this 2 years ago? Maybe. I don't know. Right, you could have had to trade for him just so you have the number right, but I don't need a picture of Ruff holding a 24. That's weird. 803-0550. More of your calls right after sports here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.